Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I am Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Monday, the 18th of May, 2026 at 1916 Israel time, 1616 UTC. Iran submits 14-point proposal as IDF kills Islamic Jihad commander in Lebanon and seizes Gaza flotilla, May 18th, 1616 UTC, 1916 Israel, evening edition. Bottom line up front. Iran submitted a new 14 proposal via Pakistan, which a senior U.S. official dismissed as containing only cosmetic improvements, lacking detailed commitments on enrichment or stockpile handover. The IDF killed a senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad commander in Baalbek, Lebanon, and Hezbollah launched rockets and drones at Israeli forces in the south, triggering sirens in northern Israel. The Israeli Navy intercepted a Gaza-bound flotilla of over 50 vessels off Cyprus, boarding the boats and ending a live stream. In Gaza, an IDF airstrike killed a Hamas signer and a Palestinian child died from earlier wounds. Sirens sounded in Kiryat Shmona and border communities, but no nationwide restrictions are in effect. Now turning to the regional sections. In Iran, the diplomatic track saw the new proposal delivered Sunday evening via Pakistani mediators. Tasnim cited a source close to the Iranian negotiating team, describing it as a response to what Iran called an excessive US text. A senior American official told Axios the wording includes a commitment not to seek nuclear weapons, but lacks detail on suspending enrichment or handing over the current stockpile. The same official warned the US would be forced to continue negotiations through bonds if Iran does not change its position. Separately, Tasnim reported the US accepted a temporary waiver of oil sanctions during the negotiation period. Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Baghai said Iran is focused on ending the war at this stage. Iran formally launched the Persian Gulf Strait Authority, a new government body to regulate maritime traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Ships must now obtain authorization via a permit system, and the IRGC Navy warned vessels to remain within an Iran-designated corridor or face a firm response. The strait remains at 2% of pre-war baseline traffic, though Iran claims 11-figure annual revenue potential from tolls. The IRGC intelligence organization arrested 32 individuals in Qazvin, Kerman, and Chahar Mahal and Bakhtiari provinces, alleging they were linked to the US and Israel and intended to create insecurity or disrupt the economy. On the economic front, Brent crude backwardation widened to $5.19 per barrel, and Brent topped $110 on scarcity fears. The EU forecast a stagflation shock with growth cuts and inflation hikes. Iran is eyeing a challenging stock market reopening after a lengthy war closure. Iranian and Saudi foreign ministers held a phone call to discuss bilateral ties and regional developments. In Lebanon, the IDF announced an overnight precise strike in Baalbek that killed Wael Mahmoud Abdel Halim, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad commander for the Bekaa region. The IDF said Al-Halim led the integration of Islamic Jihad operatives into combat operations alongside Hezbollah and advanced attacks against Israeli troops in recent weeks. Lebanese media reported his 17-year-old daughter was also killed. Hezbollah claimed a series of attacks on Israeli military positions, saying it targeted the vehicle of the commander of the IDF's 300th Brigade in Shomra, shot down an Israeli glider over Eta al-Jabal, struck a D-9 bulldozer near Deir Serian with a loitering glider, and launched missiles and drones at a military camp in the Galilee and at troop gatherings in the south. The IDF confirmed three apparent Hezbollah drones were intercepted over an area where troops are deployed, triggering sirens in several border communities. A barrage of rockets was also fired at troops, with some crossing into Israeli territory and intercepted or falling in open areas. No injuries were reported. An explosive drone struck near the Lebanon border with fragments found in Shonara. The IDF issued evacuation warnings for three villages in southern Lebanon, Burj al-Shamali, Tul and Kaf Tednet, citing Hezbollah's repeated ceasefire violations. Israeli warplanes struck the Al-Tamariya area on the outskirts of Tulin, and aircraft bombarded Frun and Kafr Tednet. The IDF also released footage of troops from the 769th Brigade dismantling an anti-tank weapons storage facility used by Hezbollah near Al-Qiyam. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun said he would do the impossible to stop the war with Israel, calling for an Israeli withdrawal, a ceasefire, and the implementation of UN Resolution 1701. Moving to Gaza, the IDF said it killed a Hamas sniper in an airstrike in the south on Sunday, describing the operative as an immediate threat to troops. Palestinian sources reported an Israeli airstrike near the Bani Suhaila roundabout east of Khan Yunis killed Mohammed Abu Salam Abu Shab, and at least two Palestinians were injured in a strike near Al-Rakab neighborhood. A Palestinian child succumbed to wounds sustained days earlier in a strike on Bani Suhaila. The Israeli Navy intercepted the Global Sumud Flotilla in international waters west of Cyprus. The mission of over 50 vessels had departed from Marmaris, Turkey, attempting to breach the naval blockade of Gaza. Israeli commandos boarded the boats, and a live stream from the flotilla abruptly ended. Activists had released three recorded messages calling for help. Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke with the commander of Shayet 3 during the operation. The foreign ministry called the flotten a flocavation. In the West Bank, Palestinian Mahmoud Ziad al-Amleh died from wounds sustained after being shot by Israeli forces near the separation wall in Beit Ula, northwest of Hebron, the previous day. Israeli forces stormed a home and detained a Palestinian in Nablus. On the multilateral track, the US and Iran continued indirect talks via Pakistan. President Trump is set to meet with national security advisors on Tuesday amid reports of a potential decision to restart military operations. Pakistan has deployed 8,000 troops, JF-17 jets, drones and HQ-9 air defense systems to Saudi Arabia under a secret defense pact during the Iran war. The deployment is combat ready and could expand to 80,000 troops if needed. Al Jazeera published an explainer on the Barakah nuclear plant in Abu Dhabi, which was nearly hit by a drone attack reported in prior days. The outlet also examined the risk of a global debt shock triggered by the war, noting government bonds under pressure and potential household impacts. Elsewhere, Somaliland's first ambassador in the country's history, Dr. Mohamed Haghi, presented his credentials to Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Israel is the first country to recognize Somaliland. In London, police requested organizers of a Nova Massacre memorial exhibit to take down a banner until the event opens on Wednesday, citing fears of attacks or protests if the location is revealed in advance. Tata and ASML signed a deal significant for India's semiconductor push. And Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan, speaking in Berlin, said there is no reason Iran and the US cannot meet halfway through negotiations. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend, the tempo of kinetic activity across the Lebanon front has accelerated sharply compared to the trailing 7 days. The prior window saw IDF strikes described as the first since a ceasefire extension. This window features a targeted killing of a senior Islamic Jihad commander in Baalbek, deeper inside Lebanon than previous strikes, alongside a sustained barrage of Hezbollah rockets and drones that triggered sirens inside Israel. The protagonist set has expanded. Palestinian Islamic Jihad is now explicitly integrated into Hezbollah's combat operations, as confirmed by the IDF. This marks a qualitative escalation in both the depth of Israeli strikes and the breadth of the militant coalition actively engaging Israeli forces. On the information environment, the picture is split between a US-Israeli narrative of military pressure as a negotiating tool and an Iranian narrative of diplomatic engagement under duress. US officials' dismissal of Iran's proposal as cosmetic improvements and the threat to continue negotiations through bombs frames military action as a lever to extract concessions. Iran emphasizes the temporary oil sanction waiver as a US concession, projecting a willingness to negotiate while maintaining resistance. Hezbollah's claims of successful attacks bolster the resistance framing, directly countering the IDF's narrative of operational success. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest around flotilla interception, where activist pre-recorded messages create a victimhood narrative that contrasts with the IDF's portrayal of a lawful blockade enforcement and the synthesis. The Baalbek strike signals a deliberate Israeli expansion of the target set beyond Hezbollah to include Palestinian factions operating under Hezbollah's umbrella, aiming to fracture the militant coalition by imposing disproportionate costs on junior partners. This exploits the inherent tension within the axis of resistance, where Palestinian groups seek operational relevance but lack the strategic depth of Hezbollah. The killing of a commander and his daughter will likely trigger internal pressure on Islamic Jihad to retaliate, potentially drawing Hezbollah into escalatory cycles it may wish to avoid while it rebuilds. A counter-reading is that this is a routine counter-terrorism operation with no broader strategic intent. However, the choice of Baalbek, a Hezbollah stronghold far from the border, and the explicit IDF statement linking the target to integration with Hezbollah suggest a calculated message that no partner is shielded. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three indicators to watch. First, check Sentinel 1 SAR imagery over Baalbek, Orbit 21 descending for damage assessment at the strike site. Second, monitor Flight Radar 24 for any unusual IRGC-affiliated cargo flights between Tehran, Mehrabad, and Damascus in the next 48 hours, indicating potential weapons resupply to Hezbollah. Third, track the Telegram channel Lebanese OSINT for posting cadence and geolocated footage of IDF troop movements near Al-Qiyam to assess the scale of ongoing dismantling operations. Now, looking at the predictions through a status quo lens. Within 48 hours, Hezbollah will claim at least one additional attack on an IDF position using a loitering munition, but no Israeli soldier will be killed. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 25 with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. And before the end of the week, the US will publicly reiterate that Iran's 14-point proposal is insufficient, but indirect talks will continue without a formal breakdown. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens with lower confidence, within 72 hours, an IDF airstrike will target a senior Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon, resulting in a temporary suspension of indirect US-Iran talks. By May 21, Iran will announce a partial withdrawal from the NPT, citing the failure of negotiations and continued Israeli strikes. And within 24 hours, the IRGC Navy will seize a foreign-flagged vessel in the Strait of Hormuz for violating the new permit system, escalating maritime tensions. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill, signing off from Jerusalem.